Good morning, White Way listeners. Thank you for tuning in and allowing me to share with all of you my experiences while traveling the Nembutsu Path. Today we are faced with many challenges, locally, nationally, and internationally. Every day, as we open our newspapers, listen to the radio, watch the news, or scan the internet, our world is not the world that we remember, just like when we were younger. Every morning, my wife and I wake up to her alarm clock as it reads some of the headlines that are making the news. On some mornings, I just want to go back to sleep and wish that all of that news was just a dream. Today, the endeavor for peace is ever more prevalent. Through movements now orchestrated even by our youth, we are trying to get the message across in order to live in a world that is safe and secure. In his writings, Shinran Chonin, the founder of our Jodo Shinshu sect, had aspirations for peace and tranquility throughout the world. But where does all of this begin? Sometimes we feel helpless, where it is easy for us to say, well, that's someone else's job, or what difference can I make? It definitely starts with all of us. As we strive to live each day, we need to come to terms with ourselves. We need to understand ourself. We need to develop a connection within ourselves first. Many people will say, we need to love ourselves first before we can love others. For me, that is at the very root of living a Shinshu life. I still remember that afternoon when I received a text message from my stepdaughter saying that there was a shooting on campus. That feeling of helplessness as limited information was being given out, and the hope that she was all right, and also that everyone else was all right, ran over all over my head. I was living the news stories that we're seeing on TV and hearing about in the news. Later, we found out that the shooting was across the street in the parking lot of a burger joint. That feeling of insecurity and uneasiness slowly dissipated as my stepdaughter got into the car safe and sound. I still have nightmares of that day. Luckily for us, the outcome was good and not a tragic one. It is my hope that no parent or student will ever have to go through that situation. In his book, Moving Forward Just As You Are, Monju Kojung Otani states, quote, in order to help stop problems such as war, terrorism, confrontations between nations and peoples, and political clashing, it is necessary that we first treat others with the same care and respect that we would show ourselves. Other people's lives are just as precious and irreplaceable as our own. They have families and livelihoods just as we do. We are all living interconnected with each other in some way or another, end quote. Before we don our superhero tights and capes and try to save the world, we need to understand just how precious other people's lives are. In many of the comic books that I've read over the years when growing up, that seemed to be at the innermost struggle many of the superheroes had in order to understand their own superhero powers. This interconnectedness to everything is what grounds us to the very foundation of our lives and the purpose we have in living that life. Our lives are truly interconnected, but in order to understand that, we do need to understand ourselves first. When I was going to the Institute of Buddhist Studies in Berkeley, California, a man by the name of Mr. Masami Maeda would always remind me about the Golden Rule. Do unto others what you would have them do unto you. Or conversely, in Buddhism, we say, hurt not others with that which pains yourself. I remember having countless conversations with him as he tried to instill that little piece of principle into me and my beginning stages of my ministry. It reminded me that in the 80s, there was a commercial for a bank featuring the fictitious Harry and Myra and their business, Harry's Market. In one of the commercials, Harry, I am assuming, is accepting an award in which he states, "At one time at the market, my partner, she's way up on the ladder, hanging a pair of slippers over the front door. Myra, you're going to break your neck. A pair of slippers," she says, "to remind us to put ourselves in the customer's shoes. Then we know what they want, we'll know how we are doing, and what more we can do. Now those slippers, they say to me, 'Harry, put yourself in your customer's shoes.'" Such a profound commercial that I am sure had a profound effect on many people. So what does all of that mean to us? Monshu Kojun Otani suggests that, quote, "As we live as Shin Buddhists, and in our encountering with Amida Buddha, it is natural that we question whether it is okay for us to be just thinking about our own happiness and not necessarily those of others. But in the midst of this self-critique, we slowly become aware of the importance of sincere and honest self-reflection. We may not be able to resolve all of the pain and sadness that other people may be dealing with, but as we share our lives with each other, there will be new heartfelt, deep encounters, connections, and relationships that will emerge," end quote. We live a life that is not solely ours. It is the direct result of countless karmic conditions and the interdependence and interrelationships that we have with everything around us. When we recognize that and appreciate that, that is when we start to develop those deep encounters, connections, and relationships. Sometimes it's in the little things that we do that deepens our relationship with Amida Buddha and all those that surround us. Then we start to understand and take on the same feeling the Buddha had. When you are happy, I am happy. When you are sad, I too am sad. That is true compassion. In that relationship, we start to reflect on just how precious life is, and just how in life we just cannot solve everyone's problems. But at least we still instill the seed of understanding, respect, love, and compassion to all that we are surrounded by. In 2014, at a Starbucks located in Florida, 478 people continued to pay it forward. For 11 hours, people in line at the Starbucks drive-thru paid for the drinks of the people that were in back of them. Such a simple thing that pops up here and there at various Starbucks locations around the world. Locally, I have been in a chain that lasted for 32 people. Wanting to repay kindness is such a great way to promote peace and happiness. Generosity infected not only the 478 people that day, and I'm sure it changed the outlook of these people that day and the thousands of people who heard about or saw what was going on TV that day. I enjoy the moments I have with many of my members. Whether it's in the market, on the road, or even on the church grounds, I feel it is very important to develop a relationship that is not always strictly professional. We are all humans after all. We have common interests, life stories, and other things we can discuss, laugh, and cry at. That forms a great lasting relationship and connection that I find very important. Relationships and connections are very important in forging the path towards peace. However, it does start within the self. We need to understand ourselves before we can even attempt to reach out to others. How we want to treat others is a direct influence on how we treat ourselves. John Lennon says, "Love is the answer. Love is a flower. You've got to let it grow. Let us together nurture this flower. Water it with our intentions and our innermost relationships with the Nembutsu. And let us together allow this flower to bloom, the flower of love and peace." I leave you this morning with this parting thought as I come to the end of my talk. Make a conscious effort today to look upon everyone and every creature you come into contact with love and with kindness. We have our struggles, and all suffer. Yet we are all worthy and deserving of love. It's all about love and compassion, love for oneself and love for others, and this incredible world that we live in. Thank you everyone for tuning in this morning. Thank you to Moilihi Honganji for allowing me this time to share with you my thoughts on the Dharma. This is David Fujimoto. Have a good morning and the rest of your day. Namo Amida Butsu.